It's a semi-government body, and we are set up to carry out, in the early days, our programs on family planning. Right now, it is also, in addition to family planning activities, we set our own clinics. We are also having lots of programs because the government has just set a new policy on family.
Okay, and so maybe we can speak with Professor Mary Huang about that policy and about the award.
I am Mary Huang. I'm the chairperson for the Federation of Reproductive Health Associations, Malaysia, and we are a member of the board that coordinates the activities of reproductive health in the country.
And please tell me about your organization. How does it reach out to women?
We are a federation of 13 members, and in each of our states in Malaysia, we have a member association. And we are a member of the IPPF, International Planned Parenthood Federation. So our work is in the 5 A's. You may have heard about IPPF's 5 A's of access to reproductive health, advocacy for reproductive health, adolescence, AIDS, and abortion. So our programs, if you look at it, are all in these 5 areas. We complement the government. Where the government cannot reach, where the government cannot do, we do it. For example, if the government has a pap smear campaign, then the hard-to-reach women, we do. They give us the funding to do it. So we have member states that would go to the interiors of East Malaysia to do pap smears, to rural estates to do pap smears for women. And for HIV work, where the government cannot reach, for example, we are funded also by UNFPA to do work with juvenile delinquents. We go to the homes and we have peer education programs for young people. We do not provide abortion in the area of abortion, but we provide family planning to prevent abortion. And we also work with sex workers. We work with marginalized groups, basically. In the whole aspect of education, as well as reproductive education for reproductive health, as well as services in reproductive health.
How aware are women of their rights to reproductive health and to get information about family planning, etc.?
We base our services as an NGO on rights of women. The educational level of the women in Malaysia is quite high. But like any other country, we have pockets where people do not, for one reason or another, do not know their rights. And based on our principle, it's the right of anybody to information and service, we base our service on that. We now have really gone into work with refugees, sex workers, transsexuals, young people who have no access to information or counseling. We do that part of it.
I noticed that your theme, it's very interesting. Not too little, not too...
Not too early, not too late, not too close.
And what does that mean?
Well, we want people, our young girls, not to have their child too early because it is not good for their health, and not too late either. That's something we are very worried now today with educated women marrying late. Mm. But we also want to promote spacing in children, spacing in birth so that the mother's health, and also to provide enough years of breastfeeding. So those are not too early, not too late, and not too close.